Sunday, 10th of March, 2024. Maybe today. But when Paul appealed to be reserved for the decision of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I could send him to Caesar. Acts 25:21. In the previous verse, Festus noted that he had asked Paul whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem to be judged concerning the matters he was charged with. Festus now tells Agrippa, "But when Paul appealed to be reserved." The words "to be reserved" refer to Paul's desire to be judged in Rome instead of Jerusalem. It was Paul's appeal, and it was his right to so appeal. Because of this, the order was given by Festus, after checking with his council, to have him kept until that request could be effected. As for Paul's appeal, it was for the decision of Augustus. The words translated as "of Augustus" are "to Sebasto," literally "the August." Thus, it is a translation of the name Augustus. It is not a proper noun, but rather the title of the emperors of Rome. Augustus here is Nero. As a point of history and which pertains directly to one of our 12 calendar months, Charles Ellicott explains the name Augustus. Quote, "The title is the Greek equivalent, as seen in the name Sebaste, equals Augusta, given to Samaria, for the epithet which, like our His Majesty, had become a kind of official title of the Roman Emperor. It had first been given by the Senate to Octavianus, and was adopted by his successors. As connected with augur, it had originally, like Sebastos, a religious connotation. The month of August, dedicated to the first emperor, as July had been dedicated to Julius, and the names of Augsburg and Sebastopol are interesting as perpetuating its memory." End quote. Concerning Festus's response to Paul's appeal, he next tells Agrippa, "I commanded him to be kept till I could send him to Caesar." After consulting with his legal counsel, Festus determined that Paul was to go to Rome. He had exercised his legal right to be presented to Caesar. Therefore, he could not be sent to the leaders in Jerusalem without violating his rights as a Roman citizen. As for the word translated as decision, it is diagnosis. It is a noun that is the same as our medical term. It is used only here in the New Testament. It means judicial examination or decision. It is a thorough examination, just as a doctor would do today. Life application. Learning the etymological roots of our words today can actually help open up the Bible in wonderful ways. It can also help us understand our own language and why it is the way it is. One good practice is to learn what the root of particular names is. For example, you might meet someone named Shoshana. If you know that it is derived from the Hebrew word of the same spelling and that it means lily, you now have an opportunity to engage them about Jesus. "Shoshana, what a beautiful name! Do you know what it means?" "No." "It means lily. It is a Hebrew word found in the Bible, such as in the love poem, the Song of Songs." "Really? I didn't know that. Wow! How did you know that?" From there, you can then go on to tell this precious lily about Jesus. You might be surprised at how many names in our language are derived from Hebrew and Greek words. Keep this in mind and try to remember these things. It is a marvellous way of starting a conversation that may change the direction of someone's life. Lord God, thank you for your wonderful word that is given to bring people to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Help us to use it in a manner that will bring glory to you by sharing its wonderful details with others. May we be attentive to this all the days of our lives. To your glory we pray. Amen. But he asked to be kept in Caesarea. Your turn.
But he asked to be kept in Caesarea.
He wants a decision from the emperor.
He wants a decision from the emperor.
So I ordered that Paul be held.
See you soon. So I ordered that Paul be held
until I could send him to Caesar in Rome.
until I could send him to Caesar in Rome.
Beautiful. Acts 25, 21.
Acts 25, 21.
Thanks, Jill. My soul pants for you, O Lord. Lovely.